Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 72 of the Brown Load. And yes, we are all still well and truly in lockdown, but still having a good time getting together and having random conversations about what Rishi Sunak is like behind closed doors. Can he handle his spices? Is he that bestified? What's he like to drink with? Anyway, all of that's coming up, and we come up with a brilliant idea as to what we could all be doing this Sunday night. You'll find out what it is. Shall we start?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to episode 72, boys. How you doing, Kedge? How you doing, Tach?
Hello, mate. How's it going?
Hello, mate. Well, everyone well? Everyone, okay, good. Everyone's surviving?
Yeah.
All good?
Yeah, all good. Just, I wish I could come back and report to you on something. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I've got no news. Yes.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. What, in a week, Satch?
No, like, I mean, there's obviously loads of stuff that's happened, like, you know, a few changes. But, like, you know, if you ask me, Satch, what'd you get up to this week? The same as what I got up to last week.
Yeah, you know what?
You know what I mean?
You're used to saying, hey, Satch, how you been? You go, oh, yeah, man, I've been DJing all weekend. Oh, I actually did a wedding in Mars. It's a really rich Gujarati family. they booked me for a poolside, you know, wedding, and that's what I've been doing. And they had fireworks and rockets going off. And you'll tell me something about the wedding that you did on the weekend.
And then
it's
also like about the journey. Oh my God, never sit next to the Martians. I tell you, the pain in the backside.
Yeah, tell you what, they're the first ones in the buffet queue, the Martians.
I mean, you guys have clearly been thinking about this too long, because you know, you've got time on your hands, because this would never happen, obviously.
Now I'm just thinking about destination weddings in Mars.
But this is an example of how you should be telling us about your walk to your bedroom, to your kitchen.
Okay.
Because a lot of things can happen on the way, because that's your commute.
Oh, anything exciting? Anything exciting? Is that
you must have known.
Yeah, there was. So I was on my way to the bedroom the other day and I nearly weed myself. So I had to go to the toilet.
See?
There you go. See? That's as exciting as it got. I had to run up the stairs.
And that happens to everyone. If you don't plan your journey correctly, you get caught short.
That's interesting. So when you're busting to go for a wee, you can run. I can't run. The extra pressure of running on each stride, that'll make it come out more. I can't run.
No.
If I need to go, you need to just, it's a head thing. It's not a physical thing. You need to kind of go, you need to breathe and just pretend the wee's not coming. And
breathing is not good.
Toilet.
Breathing relaxes. No. You've got to hold your breath.
Yes.
No, I don't know if that helps me holding my wee. I don't know.
No, because you've got about 10 seconds. When you hold your breath, you've got 10 seconds of running ability. That's been scientifically proven.
No, it hasn't.
Because it has.
Definitely not.
What's the fact here? The fact is that you can run for 10 seconds.
You can run for 10 seconds without taking a breath, because that's what all the top elite 100-meter sprinters do. They don't breathe during those 9-10 seconds.
I have heard that. But
really?
When I remember watching Linford Christie, when he ran, but they go, they take short breaths. They don't actually take full,
their
lungs.
Linford Christie never got as fast as Usain Bolt.
What? So you're saying Usain Bolt doesn't breathe? So he holds it.
Yes.
Boom,
and then you literally because otherwise, if you're breathing in, you're building in and creating lactic acid. You know that?
No, you don't. Breathing does not create lactic acid.
That's a lie. It does. When you get too much of it in, you've got to take it out of your body. Who did biology? Come on, guys.
Okay.
I missed that lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. That lesson when a supply teacher came in and just made up stuff. And just went, You know, and he went, I don't know where the curriculum is. Let me just lie to this all boys group here and just see if I can get away with it.
Give him a lesson. His life by
all his life. The final point was, if I need to go pee, there's no point running. If it's there, the pee's not like, oh, I got a pee coming on. I mean, like, if it's there, knocking at the doors, kind of going, hello, any second now. And also, shame on me for leaving it that late. I mean,
That's not a good look.
Anyway, speaking of a good look, how have you, Kedge, what's up with your hair? Like, how come you've cut it? Who's cut it?
Well, it had to get done. I asked the barber. He showed me the clippers that are worthy of getting. A couple of scissors and all of that shebang. And you know what?
You went and bought this kit.
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon. Obviously, everything on Amazon. Amazon's in the bar at the moment. Everything on Amazon nowadays.
It is, yeah.
And I'm getting more parcels than letters through my letterbox at the moment. It's ridiculous. Like, I can't fit the amount of cardboard in the recycling bin. It's ridiculous. Oh, it's piling up.
Actually, can I just, because today is bin day for me, and my recycling is through the roof. By the way, for you, have your recycling rules changed? Have they said, don't put it in the recycling tub? Do you know about this one?
Yes. Nothing's been collected for a couple of weeks.
Oh, no. They've collected ours, but they've said, put all your recycling in a black bag. Put that in the recycling tub. Leave the black bag open so they can see, it's all cardboard or bottles or cans or whatever it is.
But the whole point of that is so that you don't get any plastic bag in it.
That's a very good point.
No. So I don't know whether they're just taking the plastic bag and emptying the plastic bag into the back of the van, but they want all the recycling in a plastic bag. I'm just saying. So, and also, and what we're realizing is, because we're all at home and we're getting through so much stuff at home and seeing cardboard box, you order things for the kids and whatever. Yeah. There's so much more recycling. Honestly, putting the bins out, it's now a 15, 20 minute job. And I didn't do it this week. I didn't last 2 weeks and had to do all that, to go through all the recycling, separate it all out, put it in the bags. This week, I said, look, Mrs. Equal Rights, you're out there. You're doing the bins.
You go and do it, yeah.
Nice.
Up after kids.
Nice. So anyway, back to your hair cage.
Yeah, so I just thought, you know what? I was really confident because I just thought, hold on a minute. I reckon I could do it. Because when you go to the hairdresser, you're watching him. Now, the golden rule of life is if you've done anything, if you do 10,000 hours of it, you can do it. You're an expert. How many haircuts
Who did the science teacher tell you that one as well?
That's just the golden rule of anything. If you do 10,000 hours of anything, you'll be an expert.
But that's if you do it, you're watching.
Yeah, so I've watched it for 10,000 hours at least. I worked it out.
So hold on. If I watch, for example, 10,000 hours of a brain surgeon conducting brain surgery, I will then be able to do it.
Of course you will.
I reckon you could, because you would have seen so many things of it as well. All the techers you would need is that you need a steady hand.
No, but basically, so what you're saying is you watched him. But, you know, can I say something? Credit to Indian people. Indians are very good at when I say copying, we can pick things up. That's in our nature. Yeah. And we can do it better. I've got to be honest, your hair looks great, Kedge.
It looks good. I mean, it does look good.
You know, it wasn't the full shebang, like, you know, grade one all the way around the back. A little bit nervous, but I thought, you know, because the techers of you know how you hold the hair and then does a little trim on the top, and then you pinch and cut. The thinning scissors I didn't get this week, they're coming, so they'll be here soon for the next one. Slicker.
So did anyone help you? Like, or did you do it by yourself?
I had to have people holding mirrors and everything, because that's key, isn't it? Obviously the back and everything. You could feel a lot of it. And also what I was thinking is, I was like, what does it feel like when I've had a haircut? And I go, nah, it's a little bit long. So you do a bit more, and you kind of, because you know the feel of it. But I think, Satch, you could do it, because yours is not that difficult.
Of course it is.
Yeah, Satch, yours is looking like a bushwhacker.
You do that mohawk thing in the middle. So if you just take the razor, you're going from the sideburns up to about, you know, sort of at that 45-degree angle, like that. Do the same on this side.
It's cool. I don't mind growing it. It's fine. Whenever we see the barber, it'll be fine.
I'll be honest, you're turning into Gorinda day by day. Like, as the episode goes on.
I thought you said Gorinda. like Chadder. I thought, oh,
well, now that you said it, maybe Govinda Chadder as well.
Yeah, a hybrid of Govinda and Govinda.
It's bad. I've got to say, my Barnet is not in a good place right now. But it is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, I ain't going out. I ain't got to see anyone. I'm seeing you two once a week.
Are you going to literally just... This is the diary of Sachin's head.
Yeah, just grow it. I've seen a lot of people this week actually go out there and do what you've done, Kedge. They've you know, got like their partner or their someone in their house to help them. I particularly wouldn't trust my mum or my dad with clippers or scissors, to be quite fair, especially not near me.
No, fair enough.
So forget that. That's not an option. You know, just let it grow. It don't matter. What can you do?
Sachin, Aja, the bald side is calling you.
No, definitely not, mate.
Run it all over. What? No, hold on a minute.
Why would I want to be bald?
No, I'm just saying, now's your time. You just said yourself, no one's going to see you ever, right? You're at home. That's why you're growing all fuzzy and long.
Yeah.
Your hair grows at a rapid rate anyway. So you even if you shaved it today, you'd be good to go out in it in 10 days' time. And this COVID-19 thing is going to go on for longer than that. So I'm just saying, well, come to my side. No point listening to Kedge and his all, touch yourself at the back, touch yourself at the front, push yourself up in the middle, or make a little cone on your head for a mohawk. Forget all that. I'm talking about one motion. You're like a sheep, bruv. You're like a sheep. And you, I'm telling you, it would suit you. You look like a grizzly bear, bruv. You look like a gangster. You can wear a vest.
Looking like Baloo the bear at the moment.
Oh, man, I think it would suit you, bruv. I'm saying, loads of people are doing it. I've seen on loads of people on social media, people are shaving their head. Why not? Sun's out. Get your set out as well, and just enjoy it. Embrace it. I'm saying, if it gets really bad, that's the way to go. Not the mohawk. Don't do what Kedge is saying. That's a good question from Gabi Alvida Nakena. Where is the party tonight? Well, we're recording this on House Party.
That's where it's at.
That's where the house. I've seen a lot more people. It's really picked up. House parties and Zoom. My dad signed up to a Zoom account.
Your dad's having a party, is he?
Well, yeah, exactly. Didn't invite me though. Standard.
I did ask him where you were, but he was like, "Nah, don't worry."
Oh man, he's invited Kedge. I love it. But this is the big dilemma. And it's the thing that's going around I've seen on social media is that advice on how to throw a party online, right? Because now there are people, obviously, that are going to be celebrating their birthdays, anniversaries or whatever. And what can they do? How do you do it? I mean, have you got any birthdays coming up? It's my missus's birthday at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And we're working out. What do you want
to
do?
I've kind of had like a double whammy this week, to be fair. So the weekend just gone, it was my parents' 40th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow. 40
years.
Congratulations.
40 years. Exactly. Wow. That's what I mean. So they had that. Wow. I mean, you know, we couldn't... Usually what would have happened is, like, they're not really kind of up for a big shindig or anything. Like, they've just been like, yeah, let's go out for a little munch or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, a few close people. But we can't do that at the moment. So that's that gone out the window. And coming up,
Was there any celebration? Did you like a good son?
No, they're not really into that kind of stuff. We were just like, look, we'll go out and we'll go out for dinner or something eventually. Do you know what I mean?
They're not into dinners. What do you mean like that? They don't need to eat.
No one's going to do no candlelight and all of that malarkey.
But did you cook for them?
No.
Yeah. Did you cook?
What do you want me to cook?
Did you? I think what you should have done is cooked a meal and then just gone and sat in the garden yourself, just given some privacy in the house. Not like that kind of privacy. I mean, like, just so they can eat the meal.
Well, that's
like they're out. Yeah. No.
I'm not being funny, but I wouldn't
sit down and have their dinner.
I wouldn't want
to. You should have been.
I wouldn't want to eat what I've cooked, let alone them. Like, I wouldn't give it to them. That's just wrong.
You should have been. Their waiter for the day.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I kind of do stuff. I do stuff anyway around the house. That's not an issue. Do you know what I mean? But now the problem that I've actually got is it's my wife's birthday on the weekend.
Oh, hold on. Rewind back. Because this is her first birthday.
Yes.
Your first wife.
You guys as a married couple. Yeah, this is I nearly said that. And he said, this is your first wife's birthday, man. And I went, no, that's not right. Because, your second and third wife, hey, you get used to it. No, this is the first birthday your wife is having as a married woman.
Yes.
And you're not even with her.
I'm not.
Wow.
So she's at her mum and dad's house.
What can I do?
You're at yours. Well, funny enough, online there's loads of advice about things you can do, right?
Yeah.
So there are actually, this is what I was just popped up as a news story. There's all these kind of party planners for online parties, birthday parties.
Right.
And they're saying what you need to do is to invite everybody, realize that not everyone's going to turn up because not everyone's tech savvy. Like if I got invited to, come and join us, we're all getting together, online birthday party, I'd go, I'm all right, leave it. But now you can go one stage further. You can actually send everybody a pack. You can invite all these people through the post. They'll get like party hats. They'll get a mask or a theme, like a mustache or whatever you're going to theme it up as to be.
Yeah.
You can send them bottles of booze. You can send them things to do, music to play.
Right.
Everyone plays the music at the same time. So there's lots you can do now. And there's all this advice about it online. So I'm saying, if you wanted to, if you could be bothered, you could organise it. We could all be there and go, ooh, yeah, kind of, but you just drink on your own and eat your own food. It's a cheap party, to be honest, bro. This is your opportunity.
Like it was going to be brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy's kind of gone, I still wouldn't go to this party.
Yeah,
exactly.
Even if you sent me a moustache. He was trying to sell it to me, but you didn't sell it to me, unfortunately. And even Kedge wouldn't turn up. It's got to be that bad if he said no to it.
But you could. Well, God, Kedge, you're one of the lucky. Actually, Kedge, we cuss you for when your birthday is.
Yeah.
You just snuck your birthday in before the coronavirus.
Do you remember? Like, because obviously we went out in that first week of January and it was a brilliant birthday. We were sitting there, slightly cold, freezing our
backsides
belly buttons off. And you got me all dressed up and we had a brilliant night. It was your last night of drinking. And who would have thought that was going to be the last time we were going to feel open air together as friends. We were chatting to random, do you remember? Random people.
Yeah.
We went to random.
January the 10th.
Yeah.
Thinking about it now, would we have done that challenge knowing that, you know, what we can do with, like, you know, speaking to people and whatnot now. Do you see what I mean? We would go up to random people, be like, hello, start shaking people's hands and taking photos and stuff like that.
No, you're right. So, actually, just in case anybody doesn't know, they didn't know what we did. Kedge's birthday is the 1st of January, which is every freshie's birthday. But that aside, then we celebrated it on the 10th of January, and we went, and because it's your 40th, we celebrated it by drinking and eating our way through 40 countries of food and drink and people. So that's why we were eating Hungarian this and Bulgarians that, and eating like this kind of beer and that kind of wine and this kind of whatever.
Yeah.
But part of that meant meeting all these different people. But think of start of January, that's when the coronavirus was being passed around. And we were jumping and bumping and hugging and shugging and all that. It was all going on. We went all around London through 40 different nations.
Yes.
I think we spread coronavirus. We gave it to the countries that didn't have it.
Were we the cause?
And we took it from the countries that did. We multiplied it, mixed it up. We were like the Tharaka. We were Corona Tharaka, right? That's what we were doing.
We met those guys from China. We met those guys from Singapore.
Yeah. Yeah.
We met a couple of people from Australia. We did it all. We literally got the map covered.
Yeah. The Chinese guy sneezed in your mouth. You were like, yeah, no worries, bro. Let's have,
well, by then,
let's have a shot.
I thought he was wishing me happy birthday or something. He was blowing out a candle.
Yeah.
I think we should delete the story off the Instagram because it might come back to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, it's still up on Instagram. People want to see it. But can I just say as well, that night, Sat was moaning pretty much three quarters of it because he couldn't handle. We were like, you know, oh, get on with it, guys, get on with it. Because obviously we were longing things out because of, you know. Yeah.
But in fairness, Kench, more the night went on, me and you got more and more drunk. Sat was sober and we were now drinking our way through 40 countries. And we were a nightmare.
But look at
liability.
Our situation now. Sat just thinking, oh, I wish I could do that again. He's missing that moaning though. A great moment.
No way. What? You want me to, what? If I was to say, all right, go out with these two again, I'd rather sit at home. Sod that.
You would rather, even now, though they said, okay, you're allowed one release from the coronavirus, right? You can go out and you can recreate that night with Kedge and Tommy.
I'm sitting at home.
Or you'd stay at home.
I'm staying at home.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but there's no risk of you catching anything. There's no risk of that.
No,
you can always,
I don't
cause
care.
Coronavirus.
You lot were annoying.
चले जब तू लटक मटक लौंडों के दिल पटक पटक सांसें जाए अटक अटक आता माजी सटक सटक बम तेरा गुदे खाए कमर पे तेरी बटरफ्लाई बॉडी तेरी मक्खन जैसे खाने में बस तू बटर खाए Come on baby kick it kick it काटू तेरी टिकट टिकट खेलता नहीं क्रिकेट विकेट पर ले लूं तेरी विकेट विकेट
बड़ो लो केरे बेटी लो लंबा लंबा चूल
When the party
Boro loker biti lo lomba lomba chul Emon mathai bendhe de bola legenda phul सा ढंग तेरा मुझसे चोरी चोरी बातें करे अंग अंग तेरा तेरे लिए कुछ भी कर लूंगा तेरी मैं हर लूंगा कोई भी पीड़ा पागल हुआ तेरे पीछे जैसे दिमाग में कीड़ा लगे मीठी जैसे शक्कर शक्कर आजा चला ले चक्कर चक्कर बाकी के लौंडे पकर पकर आई एम द baddest motherfucker
हार्ट
बीट मिसिंग जब तू लुक में आई लव तेरा बेबी मुझे टेक मी टू द स्काई
Promise of water and never coming down from your eye. You are my jaan, baby, never gonna lie.
Boro loker biti lo, lomba lomba chul. Emon mathai bendhe de bol, de bol.
When the party.
Boro loker biti lo, lomba lomba chul. Emon mathai bendhe de bol, al genda pool.
Genda Fool by Badshah. That is doing big business, man. Everybody is loving that song. Have you seen all the kind of TikToks of people dancing to it? Yeah, yeah. But it's his voice. He's got this kind of haunting, rolling star. It doesn't matter what he says. It just sounds cool. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just the Badshah sound. Anyway, loving the tracks, loving the music. And actually, music has been becoming a big part of my life. Just kind of get me through all the depression. It feels like all I do when I put on the TV, is I naturally gravitate towards the news channels, and it just makes me more upset. You know, like the news is just
don't watch news channels.
What?
Honestly, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Don't watch it.
Now.
It's rubbish.
Well, I tell you why I like watching it now though, is because there's more Desis on the news than ever before. We got Priti Patel and Rishi Sunak on the news. I'm like, before we used to just get the one brown person in EastEnders. Now we're all over on the news. We're
don't forget, Javid.
We're running the show. Oh, yeah, Javid, exactly. And also, I feel proud that everybody is loving Rishi. I just feel proud that everyone's kind of like, man, the way he speaks. When he speaks, people give him more credibility than they give Boris. People give him more credibility than they give like any of that lineup that come out in that
wood-paneled
library room. Huh?
I think it could be the next James Bond.
Well, I don't know about that. It could be James Bond's left-hand man. Because you could still do him in a fight. Rishi doesn't look like he can handle himself. He doesn't, like Daniel Craig will kick
him. No, but he does look like
Rishi wouldn't.
He does look like he probably got a black belt in Taekwondo.
No. Yeah, but not Taekwondo. He's got a karate black belt, but that's because he's just really disciplined in the form. But actually, he can't fight. He doesn't really like fighting. Do you know what I mean? I'd imagine he's never really got Larry. I imagine he never really made a fit.
That's because he would talk you and bore you out of a fight. That's what he would do.
But he's not boring though, is he? Like, I think when he speaks, people listen. Like, and I think compared to the rest of the other guys in the pack, in the gang, you know, you're more likely to listen to him, right?
But do you think Rishi Sunak is kind of sexy? Because they're calling him Dishy Rishi. So is he got it? He's the hot brown guy now. See, that's what everyone like. What? You know, like
he might be good at washing up, but that's about it. I don't know.
No. They're rating him. He's like, you know, like let's say what Art Malik was. Art Malik was your brown guy who was hot, right? And
Sats ain't got a clue who Art Malik is.
No, was he in Art Attack?
No, he wasn't in Art Attack. That was Neil someone or another. I remember him. No,
what was his name? Was Art. Just
Art is quite a common name, actually.
Art anyway. Malik was a little bit of a legend.
Yeah, he's got a very smooth voice. He's kind of he had the smoothness of like Jeff Goldblum in the way he talked. Do you know what I mean?
Wavy hair.
That kind of silky sound. Anyway, my point is,
Tommy,
Dishy
Rishi. Do you remember there was that show? Because I used to watch it as a young child. I don't know if your parents exposed you to that, but it was basically...
My parents
Art
never
Malik.
Exposed themselves to me, kids. Well, there was this one time when I walked
Art
into
Malik,
the room. No.
Art Malik used to be married to an English lady. It was like a drama. It was like the original kind of Netflix series over a few weeks. And he used to... Right. He was married to this woman in England and he had two kids. But then he went back to Pakistan and he kidnapped them from his wife and he was living in Pakistan. Do you ever remember this? I must have been Kedge, 8 or 9.
I'll be honest, I was all ready to go, don't know what you're talking about. And then when you just said he took his kids back, and it's basically focused around her trying to get her kids back.
Yes.
Yeah. I do.
That's how I know.
Somebody will email us and tell us the name of that. hello@thebrownlow.com. They will. Anyway,
Art Malik.
Rishi
was
Sunak.
Was he related to Timmy Malik?
Oh, God, my word. No, not Malik.
Oh.
Not Malik. In school, you would have like history Malik, geography Malik, Art Malik.
What are you on about? Yeah. Anyway, forget this. Let's go back to Rishi.
Yeah, you have a Malik for every subject. No, Rishi, look, I just think is a bit of a legend. He's repping. He's one for, you know, as kind of positive Asian representation goes.
Yes.
He's good. Does anybody else want to kind of start singing? I want to do Rishi Sunak.
He should play
no
that every time
that.
He walks out to give a little briefing to the nation.
That would go down well at the moment.
Yeah. And they should bring up the NHS guy, they bring out the other guy on the left or person on the left, and they go, and now? Don't even say his name.
I mean, it would be even better if Dalair Mendy came out and sang it for him first, you know, with his big, I don't know, like a yellow bug and a yellow jacket or something, and then walks out Rishi.
You make it sound like this is like a boxing entrance ring walk or something.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? What I would say to Rishi if I was in his family, I go, look, Rishi, everybody needs as much cheering up as they can, right? And you're representing us brown boys. So go on, go for it. Come out with a little move. Do you reckon he can dance though? I've got a feeling. I bet he can't dance.
No. He looks a bit stiff for dancing.
I don't think so. Yeah. No, I don't think so. But speaking of Sunak's all well and good, great. We all love him. The flip side, Priti Patel.
Well, I don't know enough about politics really to know exactly what it is. But apparently, she's just not going down very well, and no one really. She's not as nice, you know. Like, and that's what it is. But she's at the moment. She's still at the forefront, and it's her and Rishi who are representing the country.
I don't even think it's about a nice person sort of thing. It's more of a numbers issue, isn't it?
Oh, of course. The way she couldn't say that number, could she? She read out this long number. She read it out.
Do you have trouble with your numbers as well, Kedge?
Yeah. It was just a live
number. She got 632,034,782,300. And you're just like, what have you said, love? What are you doing?
Do you not think the way she read out the number was like a desi woman reading out a phone number? 342-74,063-94-81. It's like a desi phone number.
Rated. I've watched that clip so many times. Rated. Yeah. She didn't stutter or pause or go, ooh, I've made a little balls up here. She just carried on like smooth. Like, what? You're the nutter for not getting it. Because I know what number I said. Yeah. You're the idiot.
So do you think when she got her notes for that speech, she saw that number. Do you think she got it in rehearsal and she went, yeah, I know what number this is. And then pressure cameras going live. Just fluffed it.
It can happen to the best of us. We've all done a little.
It can happen, but I do think that she could have actually written the number down, like as in, you know, like each number, like spelt it, if you know what I mean, and just read from a script.
Yeah.
If you can't read the number.
I've done stupid things. Like when I'm just live on air, I remember once there was a girl, her name, she texted into the show, her name was Nagina, right? That is Nagina. Right? I don't know why I read out her name on air as Nagina. Made it rhyme with vagina. Like, I don't know why. I just...
Oh, my word.
You're live. You're live on air. And that's it. There's no going back. I went on a big shout out to Nagina. And I just misread it. So I'm saying,
okay.
It can happen. It can happen to the best of us. Brittany, thick or not. It's happened to me.
You know what it is? Brittany probably just didn't have a little cup of tea before. That's what it is. A bit of masala tea,
yeah.
You know. And I reckon Rishi likes a good masala tea as well. When he goes back in after a little delivering his speech, I reckon he likes a little bit of his jainasto, you know, a bit of chakri, a bit of gatya. I think he's quite desi like that. Don't you think?
No, I don't. I think he's going to be one of those kind of desis that like, oh no, the spice don't really agree with me.
No.
Excuse me. Yeah, I reckon he's got IBS. No, I do. A little moment to say, is this whole thing as bad as you think it is, or are you guys okay? Because I'm looking at you boys, you're still busting the same kind of jokes, we're still talking the same kind of nonsense as if we were together. You don't look like you're down in your spirits, you don't look like you've been dampened. It feels like you're taking a lot of good from this.
I mean, like obviously, we know what the situation is all about and you know how kind of serious it is, but. You kind of got to get on with it in a weird sort of way, don't you? Like, it don't mean that you've got to sit there and be, like, down about it. Like, you know, bad things are happening around us, but you got to keep yourself happy in a weird sort of way, don't you? Whether it is still having jokes with your mates and this, that and the other, so...
What are you finding are the positives that come out of this whole experience? What have you noticed? What have you seen? For example, like, if I'm honest, because I'm not, like, running around so much, I'm doing so many random things or meeting people and all that, like, I've got more control. I've got more discipline on my life. Like, I wake up, I have done yoga every day. I would never have done that. I then do my workout of weights in the gym. I'm eating better than I've ever eaten, like cleaner, healthier.
Yeah.
No, by the way, no silly things on my card. Like, oh yeah, I spent £200 that night in that restaurant or that bar or that whatever. Mm. None of that. So I'm better off than I've ever been. And I've been mountain biking like 3 times in the last week or 10 days or so. So, you know, like,
yeah, let's talk
I'm getting
about
exercise,
that.
I'm getting fit. Yeah. What? Talk about what? Why you said the way you're saying it like my wife is going, yeah, like we need to talk about that. Like what you got?
Yeah,
Kedge was actually waiting for you to mention that. It's basically turned in, it's like your dad. Do you know what I mean? Oh yeah, let me pick up on that little point that you were talking about your mountain biking.
Well, I think Satch has something to talk about it first. So
in all these years that I've known you, Tommy.
Hold on, stop. This is like almost like you two little girls have had a little discussion about it separately to me. And then you're like, oh, hold a minute. Satch, do you want to go first or shall I go first? It's like, I feel like I'm in a like sixth form common room.
With
a load of girls, and you're about to kind of go, oh, you know, Tiffany, you know, Stephanie's got something to say to you. Here we go. What's she going to say?
As the father, I can go first. The mother can go after me.
Okay. All right, here we go.
No, it's just in all these years that I've known you, I've never, like, you've never even mentioned bike or mountain bike or anything about biking. You've never even mentioned cycling or the Tour de France or anything. Or I don't know, just you've not even mentioned anything athletic like the Olympics or something. So where did this mountain biking come from?
Not to me that you won't know. Look, ask my wife, right? Living with me every week, something new. You know, like there's many different levels. I'm like Chucky Egg. You know, it's like a game. Like you know, like you got to work through the levels. You progress through to the big boss. Right, exactly. No, I'll be honest. We've had mountain bikes for like 3-4 years. Brand new. Never been ridden. I once took it down to Tesco and back. You know, like that was it. And that was just because I could hang the dud from the handlebars and didn't have to carry it. not my dud, the dud that I bought from Tesco. I don't drag my boobs over the handlebars. But now I live so close to the forest, I'm loving it. I'm doing 25-30K every time we go out, and it's amazing. It's good fun. Go look at Kedge's face. Sorry, I can see Kedge's got his proper sunny booty. What is it? What's your problem with me?
No, it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant that you're doing it. I just want to pick up on one of your phones. I just want to
look
pick
at
up
how
on
he starts
one
the
of your...
Yeah. You'll be a good parent. You'll be a good parent.
You may. I just want to address something which worried me, and I care. That's why I want to bring it up, as a loving mother would. And that is your photo of you with all your mates, all having a little jolly with your mountain bikes, right? Brilliant. Okay, exercise. Forest will let you do that. That's fine. But
yeah,
there was no social distancing going on there because you're 2 meters. I mean, I've not seen a car that small, but it didn't look like a 2 meter car to me. The distance between you and your mate.
No. We were, but as we're cycling along, we're out in the fresh air, aren't we? So we're out. So
you're
cycling along 21.
That's even worse. No, I saw your video, and you were at the back, breathing in everyone's air.
No, where's it coming out?
where it was coming out from? You shouldn't be at the back to start with.
But didn't you see as well that also now they're saying that you should be aware of runners and cyclists and all of that as well because they're panting more.
Yes.
And it's like they're blowing and it's all going up further now. So, you know, you've got to just be a bit careful
touch
about
each other.
That as well.
Yeah, no one touched each other. We didn't even like shake hands when we said hello. So we kept a fair distance.
But again, this is going back to sort of sunbathing, parks. If I'm in the park and I'm, you know, next to this, why can't we sunbathe? You're on that territory again, Tommy.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be sunbathing. You're brown. You're brown. So, like, you don't need to sunbathe. That's a waste of the
We're
sun.
Just saving you a £30 fine from the police. We've given you two, three warnings now.
So have you not ventured out at all? Have you not mixed with anyone whatsoever at all?
No.
Come on. A little bit. No. A little bit of
No. For me, going to the shops is a big experience. And I think Kedge is probably thinking the same because we spoke about this, right, Kedge?
I hate it, and you know, because I put on the foot, I've got the football snood that covers my mouth. I've got the gloves on. I've got the one outfit of clothing that I wear when I go. It's all black ninja outfit, and it's like you're sweating. I've got the gloves, the plastic gloves, and everything, and I don't want to touch anyone. I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to look at anyone, and I just go in and I do the shebang I even tried to memorize the list so that my hands are not busy doing other things, because you might forget what you're doing.
Wow.
And because and then it's totally going to next man's house trying people's bicycles and stuff.
Well, actually, I did try someone else's bicycle. Two things. Because Simon came on the bicycle ride with me. Simon, as you know, is my cousin who's been on the podcast. And me and him at one point swapped bicycles. And I did his handlebars.
Tommy, because, what is wrong with you?
No, wait. He wanted to check out my frame. So I said, okay, see if this size works for you.
Because he checked the frame from 2 meters, brother.
Anyway, that aside, well, later on, the next day after the cycle ride, was it even the same day? My father-in-law rang because he's found a car that he wants to buy from a guy up the road from me. So what? He said, he said, can you go and buy this car for me? So I said, you're right.
Oh, my God.
So I go down to this guy, and this guy does all these amazing collector's cars.
Who is this guy?
Mark from the
car. Random.
Mark the Chalupa Luke.
Random.
You don't know his history.
Yeah.
No, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. I tell you what, he made his name in the adult film industry. That's how he started off. He told me all about all of that.
Oh, well,
anyway,
you must be well clean.
Yeah. No. Well, I went right here. Anyway, I bought the car, but while I was there, he said, how's it going? I said, I love it around here. This part of the forest area, this is where I come cycling. And he went, if you come cycling, you're going to love this. He had an electric mountain bike with a throttle. I had a little go on that around his farm.
Oh my god.
Days, Tommy, man. Please. You
sat on that.
Can you just, you're the problem. Stay in your house, man. Like, what is wrong with you?
Bro, have you ever been on an electric mountain bike before? When are you next going to get to go on an electric mountain bike? 45 miles an hour.
Tom, this is not essential activity. Tell your father-in-law, I'll speak to your father-in-law. What? Why does he need to buy a car?
Yeah, agree.
What's he going to do with it? When is he going to drive it? Nobody even knows.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, can I be honest?
Tommy, can you be a bit more responsible, please?
I'm a little bit like Jo Horna Hojuga. I'm a bit.
Oh, here we go.
I'm a little bit, you know. Rabraka. I don't understand. It's all in his head. Look, I'm not silly. I'm not dicing with death. I'm just, you know, I come back, I wash my hands, have a little shower.
I'm just swapping bikes with people. Yeah. I'm going to next man's house, touching his gears and everything.
Touching his throttle.
Touching his throttle. And he's famous.
You know what?
Famous in the industry. Jesus.
You know what I'm quite enjoying? I like the fact that you guys care. So I will.
But it's like I feel like I'm talking to my mum.
It's sweet of you. Really?
Yeah, because she doesn't get it, and nor do you.
Well, it's fine. I mean, at the end of the day, it just means that there's going to be two of us next week, Kej.
Har ghadi badal rahi hai roop zindagi. Chhaav hai kabhi, kabhi hai dhoop zindagi. Har pal yahan, ji bhar jiyo. Jo hai sama, kal ho na ho. घड़ी बदल रही है रूप जिंदगी छाव है कभी कभी है धूप जिंदगी हर पल यहाँ जी भर जियो जो है समा कल हो न हो हंसी है उस हाथ को तुम थाम लो, वो मेहरबान कल हो न हो, हर पल यहाँ जी भर जियो, जो है समा कल हो न हो.
You know that film? Kal Ho Na Ho was the first Bollywood film that I actually had tears in.
Why is that? Is that the song that your first girlfriend broke up with you to?
I was in India. I was in India and I watched that film. I don't know what happened. I was with my two aunties. I was on my own.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't with my mum and dad, but I was there just staying with my aunts. And we went to see this film and I cried for the first time in a Bollywood film.
You?
I don't know why. Weird.
What do you remember crying of? Was it the fact that SRK was dying and all that, or what? I mean,
yeah, I think it was all of that, and then it was the story about how he wanted his wife to live with somebody else, wasn't it? Because he'd already planned that wedding with Saif, but he can't.
How old were you, Kedge?
Well, when was that out? I don't know. It was about 2003. I think it was.
Yeah, all right.
So 23. And it was also, you know who else? The doctor was Sonali Bendre, and I really liked her, and I thought she did a brilliant job. 2003, there you go, just checked that.
Well, she obviously didn't do a brilliant job because he died, so she's a rubbish doctor.
Well, no.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but he had a terminal illness, but it was, you know what it was? I'll tell you what it was, I remember now. It was that end half an hour of that film was Bollywood magic, cinematical genius, because there was no dialogue. It was music. It was images. It was flashing.
Flashing?
I don't know who was flashing.
You ruined it.
You said you were in your arms as well.
But it was brilliant. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Have you seen it? Have you guys seen it?
Of course I've seen it.
Yeah, definitely.
What? Yeah, because it was the heartbeat. Funny. It was the heartbeat in the thing. It was like... And it was brilliant.
So you were 23. What I find funny is that your two aunts, somewhere in the Gujarat right now, are going to go,
yeah.
And then we took the little idiot to go and see Kal Ho Na Ho, and he was bloody crying his little pants off.
Bro, they still cuss me. They still cuss me for
good. Don't blame him.
So. I bet your uncle, I'm glad we never took him.
While I was out in India that time though, I learned properly the rules of Karam.
Oh, Karam ball, the flicking.
With the fingers, you got a board?
No, I haven't got a board.
You should teach your kids with that. They would love it.
I just think my nail, my thumb fingernail would hurt so much.
You can do it like this. So it doesn't hurt your finger. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You could do this.
Okay, that's a wonderful finger action you're showing us on this house party app. We're gonna get banned from this. I think I don't know what he's doing. But all his umbilia are going at the same time.
There must be games that you're playing with the kids, because apparently board games, the sales of board games went up 240% in the first week of lockdown in the UK. That's incredible.
Most popular game? Does it say? Do you know most popular one? Game,
Monopoly.
Oh, okay, yeah, because it takes hours.
Monopoly, and then there was Cluedo in there.
Oh, I like Cluedo. It was
Cluedo was number two, and then Scrabble.
Oh, I love
Scrabble. Ooh, yeah,
love Scrabble.
Yeah, Pictionary is always good. Like a bit of Pictionary. We've been doing this kind of draw game on this house party app as well with people. I think a lot of people are playing that as well. That's quite good fun.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the old-fashioned board game.
Yeah,
you can't beat them.
See,
this is the best time to play.
I can take that one step further, because I had. During this time, and I don't know why, just by clearing stuff out, I came across two old PlayStation 3s that I have. I sold them both for probably more money than they're worth.
Why have you got two PlayStation 3s?
I had one in the living room, and then one when I was at uni, and then, do you know, it came back with me. So there was two.
Man.
That's what it was. So I ended up selling both of them. And I can't believe how much money I got for each one.
Oh, wow. Look,
I thought
it
would be like sort of like 20, 30 quid. I got a lot more than that.
Oh, wicked. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
So
exactly. And then on the flip side, I was looking for a PS4 because I thought, all right, I sold these two, go and get a PS4. Sold out everywhere. Can't get one. So
No, you can't. No PS4 is available. Nintendo Switches are hard to find now.
There you go.
I think I've got
a Wii somewhere. Nintendo Wii. I might take that out and play with that. That the tennis and stuff on it, right?
Yeah, but that's so basic.
Is it? Yeah.
When you go back to that, that's like playing on the game.
I might just give it a go though, for old time's sake. You just
ever play a game called Rummy Cub?
Oh, that rings a bell. What is that?
What did you say?
It was like, you say
Rummy what?
Rummy Cub.
Oh, brilliant. Rummy game. Cub. What is it?
Yeah, I was a child master in that game. I was putting forward for a competition that when I was young. It honestly expands your brain. Because you'll see numbers in a different way.
Yeah, and I think if you'd mastered Rummy Cub, it would have really helped your career long term as an adult. It would have really, you know,
and grown your
where
brain.
You'd be right now. Yeah, exactly.
But it's basically numbers, and you get like a board, and you pick up like 14 cards. They're made out of like marble or plastic, and they've all got numbers 1 to 13, and then you've got to basically put them down on the table, but like in a sequence or like in like a trial numbers. And you've got to try and get rid of your hand, basically.
No. I prefer, like, Guess Who. That's a good game. Guess Who's great. Remember Operation? When you said... I don't know if that counts as a board game. What was the one that clicked in the middle? It had, like, a little plastic dome, and you put it, and the dice would bounce inside it.
Ludo.
Is that Ludo? Okay, yeah. Remember that one as well.
Yeah.
The
four colours.
Has anyone...
Kaplunk?
Did you not...
Kaplunk was a good game.
Has anyone done any...
You're all basic games.
You just said under his breath.
Basic.
You play really basic games. Yeah. You know what? Like we wouldn't have got on as friends, you know, like at school. We're like, what are you...
Honestly, like, your memories of games, they're really basic. Like, did no one play Ghost Castle?
What? No.
Ghost Castle.
No. Satch, did you play Ghost Castle? Ever?
No.
No, exactly. Did you never?
It was like a 3D game. Like, you'd walk around, and there'd be like a man with an axe, and he'd be like, cut you off if you landed on that square.
No, they were those private school games that we didn't get in our kind of schools.
Yeah, exactly.
Quizzes. Is no one doing quizzes? Because I see a lot of them popping up at the moment.
Funnily enough, only just the other day, Satch, my sister-in-law said, oh, let's all do a quiz next Friday night, on this kind of one of these apps or whatever or something or another, and let's get everybody playing quiz. I'd love to do a quiz. I think a quiz would be quite good fun.
I think you should do a quiz and entertain us.
What do you mean I should do a quiz? Well, I host a quiz. Should we host a quiz?
Yeah, I think you should.
Why don't the three of us do it together? Then? Why don't we host a quiz together?
Yeah, I don't mind. I'll chip in. I've got my little piano here. I could give you a little musical round if you want.
Okay, if I was going to enter a quiz and play along with someone on a podcast, I don't want to be there for hours. I want 20 minutes, half an hour, in and out. Bosh. Can we do
that?
Yeah, like,
we can do a quick and easy one. Yeah, I did. My cousin did one over the weekend for the family.
Yeah.
It was only 15 questions. It was a good laugh. I won.
Perfect. Let's do that. Let's do three rounds, like music, movies, and then something miscellaneous.
Random.
So all M's at the moment. Yeah, something random. Something musty. Yeah. Just something fun. Right, yeah, okay. Music, movies, and musty. Three rounds, and we'll ask five questions of music, five questions of movies. So, what between the three of us?
Yeah,
we can figure out the logistics. Like you could host it on Instagram live, and then
could join in.
Yeah, and then me and Sat could pop in and help you out with your specific rounds or whatever it is.
So Sat. Satch, you could be music because you're DJing, so you can help with the music stuff. Ked, your movies, you know your Kalahorna or facts, and if you can hold yourself, hold your emotions together, just while we talk about Kalahorna, I know it's hard. And question number four. we'll come back to Ked in a minute when he pulled himself together.
I need some time to gather my thoughts.
Listen, I like this. All right, let's do this. Okay, so we'll put it out there to the world now. We will be doing a quiz on my Instagram.
Yes.
And then people can just... And if you play against each other, this is good. If you play against each other in the room, then you could have like husband versus wife or parents versus kids or grandparents versus, you know, the kids, the family in the house, mum and dad. And it'll be just fun questions around music, movies, and something random. So... everyone will stand a chance. So this
exactly.
Is,
good idea.
Exactly.
Okay. Hopefully, Kedge, my level of trivia won't be too basic for you, like my board games. But I'll try and throw in a ghost what is it called? Ghost Axe. What
Ghost Castle.
Ghost Castle question. There you go. You never know.
Wait, guys, wait. Talking about board game, one last one, though. Did you play Atmosphere?
Oh, my God. No, Kedge,
no,
I didn't.
Exactly. What is that?
Atmosphere. You should have seen Kenji's face when I went, oh, my God. He was like, yeah, yeah, it wasn't just me. No, it was just you. Atmosphere. No.
You know what that game was about? You'd have to put a video set in and play along with the monster on the screen. It was brilliant, and it would scare the life out of you.
I remember that. That's when things were first starting to get interactive.
That's the one.
Yeah. Love it. Well, no, on that very popular game. I mean, I'm sure that's sold out right now online as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Atmosphere. I won't be going to buy that. All I tell you what, I was trying to buy that was sold out. Jet wash for my patio. Is that allowed? Oh, really? Am I allowed to do that, Kedge? Is that all right? Are you going to get worried about me too close to my hose pipe?
No, that's fine. As long as you don't go down your street and offer your services to everyone and walk through their house.
Well, technically, the jet wash will blow all the germs away. Pow, pow, pow. So I'd be cooking. It would be a little coronavirus.
Oh, by the way, you update on my TV being fixed. Do you remember I was in a dilemma because the man said he was going to come and fix it?
Yep.
And so he came. So they phoned up and he said, I'll be round your house in 2 hours' time. So I got a bit nervous and I said, because I'd cleaned everything downstairs. And I said, do you want me to, you know, with the situation? I said, what can I do anything to make your life easy? You know, I mean, I'll open the door and then I'll run away quickly so then you can come in.
Yeah.
And he said, no, yeah, that's fine. I said, you know what? I've got an idea. What if I just lift the TV and bring it out to the porch? Because you can work there. It's an isolated space and I'll leave the door open. Good idea. You can do your stuff. And he said, that's a brilliant idea. He goes, one better. I'll just take it outside as long as you've got a socket so I can just plug it in and check it. He fixed my massive telly on the driveway outside, tested it. He changed the screen and everything. And then he just left it there and he went away. Brilliant.
Wicked.
See, now, if that was South London, I would have unplugged the telly, put it in the porch, and he'd have run off with it.
Yeah. Excuse me, mate. Hello, mate. Where have you gone?
Or if that was Tommy, he would invite him in, give him a cup of tea, let him gob his mug and his cup.
And then snuggled up on the sofa with him, or just gone on the horse.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. I'll get the gumball. You put Gullah on the horse. I'll get the tissues. All right, Dan. Listen, we are going to do a quiz. It's official. We're going to do a quiz. Look out for it in our socials. We'll be plugging the hell out of it, and we want you all to join in. So spread the word.
Yes.
Maybe what's a good day to do it? Like a nice quiet time when. You know your week so far. When is everybody chilled out and ready for a quiz? I'm like this.
I think we should go Sunday. Nothing happens on a Sunday evening.
Yep, agree. TV's rubbish on a Sunday.
Bruv, nothing happens every day at all.
No, but Sunday evening is like, you know, it's the start of a week. Everyone's kind of, you know, winding down. And I think people could do with a bit of a laugh and you know, test their wit.
Okay, Sunday evening it is, say, what, like 8 o'clock? We go live on Instagram.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Sunday night. So this Sunday. So the Sunday this podcast comes out. What's the date? The date will be something like the 20th. Something like that. I think it'll be something like that. 19th. Work it out, right?
That's 19th. When we're going to kick it.
19th of April, Sunday night. The 19th. I'm going to put this up on my social media now, right? And that's it. And we are going to do a quiz at 9 p.m. The three of us. Music. Movies. It's not called this. These would be the three rounds. Music, movies,
no, we
something
need to think
random.
Of a name.
Yeah. Well, just a Brownload quiz. Sound quiz.
The Brownload quiz. Simple.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
see you then.
What are you going to get? All right. Well, I'll see you probably before then. But yes, we'll see everybody else then.
Yes.
And until next week, look after yourself. Have fun. Enjoy the lockdown. Be safe. Don't be silly like me. And we'll hopefully see you next week if I'm alive.
Later.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.